Markets closed higher last week as US economic data, including in-line August inflation and continued evidence of a weakening labor market, supported calls for a rate cut when the US Fed meet on Wednesday. Strong bookings guidance from Oracle added to optimism, showing the AI theme still has legs. We saw the US dollar weaken on the back of pending US rate cuts and an ECB that seems to be on hold for a while. This week's focus will be on the FOMC meeting on Wednesday, where the market is expecting a 25 basis points cut that will take the Fed rate to 4 to 4.25%. Chairman Powell's comments will be carefully analyzed and are expected to strike a dovish tone. The market is currently pricing in cuts in September, October, and December. Beyond the Fed, it's a data-heavy week with the US retail sales and industrial production on Tuesday, followed by August CPI on Wednesday. In China, the slowdown in the economy shows little sign of stabilizing. Retail sales growth eased further to 3.4% in August, while industrial production and investment spending also weakened. Notably, property investments fell 12.9% year-on-year, an acceleration from previous months. In Europe and the UK, we have August CPI and industrial production, while the Bank of England meets on Thursday, with no cuts expected. Turning to South Africa, second quarter GDP grew 0.8% quarter-on-quarter, ahead of expectations of 0.6%, with all industries except transport and construction expanding. On the earnings front, FirstRand jumped over 6% on Thursday after delivering a strong FY25 result, while GrowthPoint also reported solid numbers, underpinned by operational improvements and supportive sector fundamentals. Looking ahead, August CPI, expected to come in at 3.6% year-on-year, and July retail sales are due on Wednesday, while the key focus will be Thursday's MPC meeting, where rates are expected to remain unchanged, with attention on the governor's comments. That's it for now. Have a great week.